Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. Today I'm talking to you about how to get more productive as an entrepreneur. But I guess if you had a regular 9-to-5 job, this would be for you as well. But specifically about entrepreneurs, because they like to do a lot and get a lot packed in a single day. So the first thing I'm going to suggest is reaching up for help. Even if you just became an entrepreneur for yourself, I want you to reach up to somebody that's maybe slightly ahead of you in the game. And I also want you to reach down to somebody that maybe is slightly lower than you so you can help mentor somebody else. It helps you, makes you feel good, but also you can help sort of the next generation and you can learn from each other as well. So even if you just started and it's day one, hey, someone's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur and maybe you can help them as well. And somebody might only have a few months or a year under their belt as an entrepreneur and you can reach up and ask them for help as well. Next is dress for success. I know it's a really sort of might even be dated in your opinion, but I don't think so. Make sure that you dress for your success and you always go one step above what the situation calls for. Because if you feel successful and you've dressed successfully, you'll obviously be successful. See the sunrise. I want you to get up before the sun does. Makes you feel good. You get a lot more accomplished in your day. And when you know that your competition is still sleeping and you're still grinding away, it makes you feel that much better. And speaking of doing more, eliminate something out of your life as well to give you that more time. If you eliminate just 30 minutes a day of watching TV, gaming, being on the internet, and surfing endlessly on social media, anything that's just not providing you with knowledge or anything else, eliminate it. 30 minutes a day equals 182 hours. Over 182 hours in a year. That's 7.5 days extra in a year that you just got. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with an extra over a week of time? And I'm assuming you're going to be doing something to benefit your business that you've just started or that you've had for a while. Next, write goals. One or two times a day, you want to be writing goals. No New Year's resolutions. I'm talking real goals, one or two times a day. Doing it two times a day, you're writing over 700 goals, almost 800 goals in a year versus that one person that does it in January. Who's winning there? You are. You can even try writing it on my Motivated Planner. Link in the description has spots for you to write your daily goals. The next is don't watch the news, make the news. Be bold and go out there, write a press release of what you're doing. Who cares if it doesn't get picked up right away or picked up by anything big. But if anybody Googles you, they'll see a press release and that you're making news. Next is read more books. You can start off by reading my book, How to Get Motivated, 123 Ways to Get Motivated and Stay Motivated. But even if you don't read my book, read a bunch of nonfiction books. Do you know the average person only reads one or two books a year? Yet presidents and CEOs of big corporations read up to 60 books in a year. And they are presumably working way harder and longer hours than the average person, yet they find time to read 60 books. And most people are concerned about the $20, $30, $40, $50 that they're spending on a book. I want to turn it around on you, and you're going to find possibly that million-dollar idea or something to save you $20,000 in your lifetime or something to make a $10,000 commission. Don't bother looking at the face value and the price of the book. Look at what it can actually bring you. I don't care if it's a 500-page book. If you get one paragraph that you find beneficial that can help you, don't you think that was worth it? Worth reading all 499 other pages and spending that $40 or $50? Read more books. They can be more, you can read the odd biography or novel, but you should be reading nonfiction books and getting yourself more knowledge in that brain of yours. And I also have in my book something that's called Boost Your Motivation. And BOOST is an acronym in my book. And that's B, obsessed, optimistic, and stimulated in order to transform, boost your motivation. So if you boost your motivation by doing some of these tips and reading more and eliminating that those 30-minute bad habits of social media or whatever it is, or television, Netflix, remove 30 minutes on average a day, and you're going to see by leaps and bounds, if you invest that 30 minutes in yourself, reading more books or investing in your business, you're going to thank me. And I would definitely want to hear your stories in the comments, or you can certainly email me or hit me up on social media. So I appreciate you joining me once again. This is Under 7 Minutes. This is 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. I thank you once again for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Thanks again. Bye-bye.